They came up with the Green New Deal, and now they've got a Green New Leader. Stephen Agnew, the party's candidate in the European election, has been selected as the first leader of the party in Northern Ireland at the grand old age of 31. Mm-hmm. He may be the youngest or among the youngest party leaders, North or South. He's with me. Good evening.
Good evening.
I thought John Gormley, the Irish cabinet minister, was the leader of the Green Party.
Well, I think you've got to the crux of it there. John Gormley is a minister in cabinet in the Republic of Ireland. In Northern Ireland, the Green Party felt that we need a leader here to be a clear, identifiable leader. You know, it was a problem came up during the Westminster elections when media stations asked for our party leader for spokespeople. And we realised this is something, our relationship with other Green parties is something that's evolved over time.
So what are you, a regional leader?
I'd be leader of the Green Party in Northern Ireland, like we have a leader of the Green Party in England and Wales, like we have a leader of the Green Party in Scotland. So, you know, the Green Party, as always said, we believe in taking decisions at the lowest effective level. And in Northern Ireland, we need to take different decisions at times from the party and the Republic.
So isn't this an attempt, though, to distance yourselves from the Greens in the South, who've become tainted, haven't they, by association with Fianna Fáil and Coalition?
Not at all, because I'm quite happy to say that I'm proud of many of the things that the Green Party has achieved in government in Ireland. So we wouldn't like to do that. And I'm pleased to say I've also got an endorsement from John Gormley on my leadership. What this is about is actually more effectively communicating our message in Northern Ireland.
Well, you will need to, given your recent results. First of all, where are you going to stand in the Assembly election in a few months? Will it be in North Down?
I will be standing in North Down, yes, hoping to retain the seat, obviously won by Brian Wilson. We're going into the next elections confident. Our vote in the European election showed that our vote is increasing across Northern Ireland. We hope to translate those increasing votes into an increase in seats in both Assembly and Council elections.
I'll come back to that, but what is your chance of retaining the seat when much of Brian Wilson's vote was a personal one? I think you'd accept that. And his wife is likely to be standing for another party and would surely take that personal vote.
Well, I think, as you say, a large part of that vote was a personal vote for Brian Wilson, with all due respect to Anne, who's a friend and a colleague. She's not Brian Wilson, nor am I. Both myself and Anne will be campaigning on our own merits. I'm confident that people have seen the work that I've done with Brian. I've learned from Brian, and I've seen why the people of North Down elect him.
But what have you achieved? Give me one piece of legislation the Green Party has got through the Assembly that's made a difference.
Well, you mentioned the Green New Deal. We introduced that into the political discourse of Northern Ireland.
Well, Sammy Wilson, who's given it the go-ahead
in
the budget.
Sammy Wilson's the Minister of Finance, who's in the position to introduce it in the budget. He's the only man in Northern Ireland who can do that. So to be fair, you could label that criticism at any other politician other than him. But what we have done is put that on the political agenda, you know, and hopefully what we plan to do is ensure that it's implemented by keeping the pressure on, keeping it high in the public agenda.
But it was Sinn Féin who introduced, for example, a bill to tax plastic bags. It wasn't the Greens.
No, but we certainly have campaigned on that. So again, we're raising the issues.
Shouldn't you have made it the priority? Shouldn't you have been the party to bring that in?
Well, with all due respect, you know, we do what we can with one MLA. Exactly why we're campaigning in the elections is to get more MLAs, to get more influence. But the fact that we're putting these issues on the public agenda and the bigger parties are picking up our issues shows that we have the ideas, and actually we're informing the debate in Northern Ireland.
It's a long haul, though, isn't it? In the Westminster election, 0.5% of the vote, although admittedly we're only standing in a handful of seats, at the last Assembly election, under 2% of the share. How do you possibly go from
that? If you quote the European election, then we were up to 3.3%.
Well, quote the European election.
But that was the one election that we stood. People were able to vote for us in every constituency, so it's the only one reflected of our actual vote. In North Down, Brian Wilson got just under 10%. So, you know, if you look at the constituencies where we've actually done the work on the ground, and this time in this election, I think we have learnt lessons, and we will be targeting those constituencies where we feel we have a real chance of getting elected. And I think you will see in those constituencies where we're strong on the ground that our vote will be much higher.
Stephen Agnew, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.